can
Chitterlings is what it is. C-H-I-T-T-E-R-L-I-N-G.
Oh. Okay, do you like them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you eat the insides of any other animals?
You can eat the tripe, the cattle, and they look fine, too. Anybody know about the crust?
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body, say from his waist up to his neck?
Chest.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft that you use on a lake?
Bathtub.
Alrighty. Is that, does it have a pointed front or a squared front?
Most of them have point. Oh. But I call it a bathtub.
Okay, what if it had a square front? Would you call it anything different?
Well, I would just call it a flat-bottomed boat, because most of them are flat-bottomed.
Okay. And what do you call the covering for a pillow?
You talking about this right here?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pillowcase. Or slip, whichever you want to call it.
Okay. And if a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you could say, well, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
A string of beads is what I'd call it.
Okay. And if two men have a fight and one of them beats the other one really soundly, you could say, boy, that man really...
I really beat the tar.
Okay. And what do you call the back part of a man's legs if he's squatting down? You could say he got down on his...
haunches.
Okay. And what are some words that mean a very stingy person?
Miser.
Okay. Any others?
Well, a lot of people call him just plain stingy.
Okay.
But miser is what he is.
Alrighty. And suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. Maybe they're too baggy or they're too tight or something. Do you have a word that describes that person?
Well, if they were too tight, I'd say yes, he's too big for his britches. And if they were too big, I'd say they ain't enough a man in them britches or something like that.
Would you ever call him dutchy or tacky or slouchy or something?
Call him baggy pants.
Baggy pants. Okay. What about if it's a woman who looks funny in her clothes?
Well, I never did have too much remark about a woman because I never knew know what one wears no way.
Okay.
I never noticed a woman that close, but I'll tell you what color eyes she's got.
Uh-huh. That's what you look for.
Yes, sirree. I'll tell you what color her eyes are.
What do you call it if a woman's wearing her best clothes? She's all...
Well-dressed is what I would say.
Well-dressed. Do you say the same thing if it's a man?
Yes, if he had on what I call a real nice suit of clothes. And he was dressed by it. I'd call him well dressed.
Okay. Would you ever say he's just dressed up or dolled up or dooted
up? Well, a lot of times it's dolled up, something like that. I don't know. Sometimes you say he got on his starched shirt and his fried breeches or something like that.
That's good. What word do you use to refer to an older person who gets around very well?
Well, I'd say he's in mighty good health.
Okay. Would you ever say chipper or spry or pert?
I'd say he was chipper.
Okay. And what do you call somebody who just doesn't want to do any work and has no ambition at all?
I'd say weren't worth a darn.
Weren't worth a darn. Okay.
That's the one I'd say.
Would you ever call him lazy or no good or no count? Or?
Well... most of the time, I just call it plain what it is, and it's worth a darn.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes holes in the tree trunk with its bill?
Well, I would say whatever kind.
Oh.
There's a red-headed woodpecker.
Uh-huh.
Which is very scarce in this country now. It used to be a lot.
Hmm.
And then they've got the yellowhammer.
Is that a woodpecker, too?
Well, yeah, he makes his nest in there. And then you've got what they call the sapsucker.
Oh.